Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T, and today I'm back in my closet in my Airbnb in Los Angeles as I prepare for my next program. Let's get up, and I want to tell you a little bit about it before I begin this episode about food and how it can make you tired and how you can actually utilize food to give you energy instead of making you tired in the middle of the day. But anyway, the program development is going really well. I'm extremely exhausted. This week was actually more mentally stressful than physically, even though I've worked out a lot and moved my body. A lot of people don't know when it comes to developing a program because they see the fitness side of it and the finished product. They don't know how much groundwork and I like to put quote paperwork and meetings and decision making goes into the process of developing a fitness program. And so it was a very stressful week, but I was able to utilize food to change my mood. So sit back, get ready to trust and believe how food can change your mood.
Somebody say, oh yeah.
No. What's up?
He's better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm back again. I'm your host, Sean T, and thank you so much for coming back every week to Trust and Believe. I hope you subscribe. If you haven't, I hope you subscribe to the show. And if you're watching on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. I appreciate it so much. Okay, now we can get to what we need to get to. I want to talk about food again, and I'm not trying to beat a dead horse and not trying to act like I wrote a book or I'm a certified nutritionist or all this. I'm giving you some information in hopes that it can help you have a better mood when it comes to your food, but more importantly, that you can make the right choices to give you the energy that you need to get through the day. All right, so I have a little article that I want to read a little bit to you just to kind of set things up. And my first question is, before I get to the article, is have you ever eaten and as soon as you finish eating, you got extremely tired to the point where you just want to go lay down, you're looking at your computer screen or whatever it is you do for work, and you just feel this overwhelming sense of lethargy, just kind of extremely lethargic? I'm going to bring you to an article that was written by Deborah Weatherspoon. She's a PhD, RN, and CRNA. This was written in January 9th of 2020, pre-pandemic. So it starts off by saying, many people feel sleepy after eating. This can be a natural result of digestion patterns and sleep cycles. So I want to talk about sleep cycles first, and we will get to food. Do you get tired at the same time every single night? Do you feel like you wake up at the same time every morning or in the middle of the night? I remember back in high school, I would every single day, without a doubt, 10:45 p.m. I'd fall asleep, 6:30 a.m. I'd wake up. or 6:45, and it was like clockwork. I didn't need to do anything. It was just this incredible thing. And I remember that all of my life since high school, and even now when I try and sleep, or when I've had trouble sleeping, I remember, you know, I remember back in high school where I would sleep a full 8 hours to the T, to the max. But anyway, I want you to just kind of take note of that this week as you go throughout your week. What is your sleep cycle like? And hopefully, as we get to the food thing, that will help you sleep better. As all of you know, my friend Sean Stevenson has written a book, Eat Smarter and Sleep Smarter, I believe. So, you know, there are two books you can read in addition to listening to this podcast. So why do people feel tired after eating? Feeling tired or having difficulty concentrating after a meal is relatively common, which we all know, which is why we're talking about it today. A person may feel particularly tired depending on what, when, and how much they ate. Okay, so think about that as I go back to talking about sleep as well. So you know that if you eat something that's not going to work for you, you're going to feel tired. And you know that natural digestion patterns can affect your sleep cycle. Researchers have different theories about the cause of tiredness after eating, but they generally agree that it is a natural response and not usually a cause for concern. So, you know, in this article, they also discuss reasons why a person might feel tired after a meal and how to prevent it, which is, I think, what we all want to do. And I'll tell you about my experience this week. The type of foods that you eat. Did you know that the type of foods that you eat is the one thing that will make you tired or not? Which is another reason why eating healthy is not just about weight loss. It's about your overall well-being. It affects everything. Think about everything you put in your body becomes a part of your body. And I know a lot of you have heard that and you've read things, but maybe this podcast can help put it into just a simple form of what you put in your body. That's what your body becomes. People say you are what you eat. You become what you eat. Okay. You aren't what you eat. You become what you eat because you were here first and you decide what you put in your body, at least as an adult. As a child, you really don't have a choice pretty much. But foods rich in protein and carbohydrates can make people feel sleepier than other foods. Some researchers believe that a person feels tired after eating because their body is producing more serotonin. Serotonin is a chemical that plays a role in regulating mood and sleep cycles, which we talked about a little bit ago. An amino acid called tryptophan, which occurs in many protein-rich foods, helps the body produce serotonin. Carbohydrates help the body absorb tryptophan. For these reasons, eating a meal rich in protein and carbohydrates can make a person feel sleepy. So tryptophan occurs in food that are rich in protein, and they include salmon, poultry, eggs, spinach, seeds, milk, soy products, which that's a whole nother podcast about soy products, and cheese, and food that contains high level of carbohydrates. As you all know, is pasta, rice, white bread, and crackers, cakes, cookies, donuts, eek, muffins, corn cobs, milk, sugar, and candy. People often, this is where it becomes important, people often eat a combination of protein and carbohydrates before bed, such as cereal with milk. Think about when you were younger, or if you have children, and how you used to have warm milk and you used to pack the cereal in a bottle or something for your child, because it was always stated that if the child's stomach is full before they go to sleep, they sleep through the night or they sleep better. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't change when we get older. It does not change. That's why, and I'm going to segue just for a second into back in the day, before I was really intermittent fasting, I would focus more on eating like every 3 hours. So I would set my alarm, I would eat breakfast, set my alarm, and every 3 hours, I would be eating something, and I wouldn't eat a lot. And at that time as well, I didn't get that afternoon lull. I didn't get that crazy point in the day where I was extremely tired. Of course, there's sometimes where you're like, I want to take a nap, but it's not that overwhelming. I just ate. I'm exhausted. It's just I'm going through my day and my mind needs a rest because it is definitely a different feeling. But during that time, I would eat these small meals. I would eat 6 to 7 small meals a day. And at night, I would finish with egg whites and fat. Really, I would have 8 egg whites, an avocado scramble. And that was really it when I was really pushing to my 6 or 7 meals a day. Going back to how much food you eat, going back to the baby, a person may be likelier to experience postprandial somnolence after a large meal. Okay. People who eat larger lunches may experience more of an afternoon slump than those who eat less at midday. Eating causes blood sugar to rise and dip in energy, and a dip in energy may follow. Other factors can contribute to tiredness after eating are poor sleep at night, which can lead to tiredness throughout the day, drinking alcohol with a meal, especially during the daytime. So I just wanted to share that little article with you because I thought it was really important and I was able to process it to parts of my life where I actually felt good. So the first thing is, and again, you know, I love talking about intermittent fasting. I love doing that as a part of my life. It's not even a nutrition program. And the reason why I talk about that is because intermittent fasting, I don't wake up in the beginning of the day, like I talked about before, eat carbohydrates, and then I get tired 2 hours after I wake up. And then, you know, with my intermittent fasting, I also combine where I used to eat 6 or 7 meals a day, but I just eat it in that 8-hour window. I know I could be being a little bit redundant from last week's episode, but it's important for me to tell you this so that I can get to this week's topic, which is more about me, my personal experience while feeling tired or not feeling tired when I'm in the middle of the day. All right, so this week I tried something new. Obviously, I'm really on a path to feel good, to create a tremendous amount of energy. And obviously, if you're watching on YouTube, keep these abs intact, right? And that's obviously very important for me to perform, to feel confident, to feel all that stuff. So this week, while I was working out and I knew I had to do it, I had to do an entire class. And what we would normally do is eat right after. And I would always feel myself finish eating and just kind of like getting that overwhelming sense of tiredness. And the reason why it was happening more than normal is because I just expended a lot of energy. Sometimes I would go past my fasting window and then I would feel like I needed to eat more. So then I would say, okay, I'm going to add brown rice to this meal, or I would add some sort of nuts, like something else, instead of sticking to my plan and just eating my protein, not combining it with a lot of carbs, eating it with green. Most of the time it's kale, some sort of salad, and, you know, just really staying on the portion size. So I think Monday and Tuesday I kind of went against that just to see. And then later in the week I said, no, I was like, no. I was like, go back to the small meal, even if you feel like it's not enough, because I feel like back in the day as a kid, it was eat everything on your plate, eat everything that's on your plate. It was just really good to kind of look at both of those ways of eating when feeling a little bit tired and coming out of my fasting window. So the next day, which was Wednesday, I decided to eat a little, not less as in like I'm trying to lose weight, eat less. I was really trying to manage my energy. And what I realized is when I was able to eat a little less and cut out the heavier carb, I sustained my energy level. And that's why I thought that article was really great, because it talks about when you combine high protein and high carbohydrates, it kind of creates this a little bit of a catastrophe when it comes to your energy and sleepiness.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, you know, the next day, which was Thursday, I actually had another shoot where I danced all day and did ridiculous asylum workouts and insanity workouts. Like, and it was the craziest thing I ever did, especially at this age. And they kept asking me, do you want to eat? And I said, I do not want to eat until I'm finished this ridiculous, intense section, because once I eat, I know by going back past my fasting window, and I knew I wanted to eat more. I knew I was going to feel tired. And I just thought it was super cool for me to know that I am really about to choose the foods that's going to make me tired, just because my body, while I needed to be energized, my body also needed energy if I wanted to. You know, 3 hours later, I had a photo shoot if I just wanted to feel good and not be hangry, right? So there is that combination, and that's the point I want to get to. I'm not telling you to cut the meal, to have good energy all the time, and, you know, never eat the carb. That's not my point here. My point here is you have to monitor your day. And you have to know what it is that you need in your body in order for you to perform at your highest level. Monday and Tuesday tested. Then I said, okay, I know eating less, eating the right things, lessening the carbs is going to give me more energy on that next day. But I also knew the following day where I had this ridiculous, crazy photo shoot and video shoot, and I was dancing and insanitying and asyluming. I was like, I'm letting you know I'm going to eat. What's on the schedule? Okay, cool. 3 hours later, you have a photo shoot. I can eat. I took a break. I could rest a little bit, and then I could show up for my photo shoot and not be completely sluggish for the entire day. And so my little challenge to you is do the thing that you've been doing that you didn't think has been that great for you. Do that thing, but don't do it to say, oh, like, this is my last day and I'm going to start on Sunday. People hate when I make that voice. But that's what people do. It's like, oh, I begin on Monday or Sunday and I'll eat crazy and I'll have a cheat day. And I'm like, no. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm saying monitor how you feel with the way you're eating now so that it doesn't take you 3, 6 weeks, sometimes 2 months to be like, oh, well, I do feel a difference. Because there are a lot of people that I've trained, and I've trained a lot of people, that they don't really notice that their energy is changing until a program is over. And so I say, instead of saying like I'm at my final cheat day, I'm like, let's monitor what it is that you're doing and how it is that you feel when you eat certain foods. Because if you don't monitor it, you won't be able to adjust it to get to the energy level that you want. There is a way, y'all, to feel really great in the middle of the day. I'm not saying that you won't need to take a break. I'm not saying that. But there's a difference between I need a break and I need to rest my eyes, or feeling sluggish because the food that you put in your body just wasn't the right thing. I also, and this is like a total choice, I also drink Bevy. It's a tea by Beachbody. And I love it so much because I know if I have to teach a class, but it's not in my fasting window yet, I drink this tea. And I hate using the word appetite suppressant, but this tea is designed so that it's something that you can drink. So it kind of helps you with your hunger or your cravings, right? So I drink that. It's great. I highly recommend it if you have an hour or two left in your fasting window and you're like, I just want to wait. I don't recommend drinking this to say, I'm not going to eat at all today, or I don't want to eat that much. That's not why you drink that. So I just want to tell you, these are some of the things that I do, but I'm telling you, I'm not doing it for negative reasons. I do it because, okay, I really don't have time to eat right now. I can't eat right now because I know that I got to jump around. It's not going to be that comfortable. Let me drink this bevy. Okay, so, but it could be food for you, right? That's why I want you to really monitor what it is that you're putting in your body so that if day one you do what you've done what you normally do and you feel the same way in your belly and you feel the same tiredness and your bowel movements suck because you're eating crap food, then the next day, make an adjustment. You know, there are programs out there for this, and I know people do them, but I believe that if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably listened to other podcasts about food. And I want you to, instead of, this is just a challenge for you this week, instead of just, I'm going to change what I'm eating, like, write it down. How do I feel? Okay, I ate this. This is how I feel. I ate this. I wasn't as tired. I ate this. My bowel movement sucked. I ate this. I didn't drink enough water. Create a plan that is really a plan for your optimal energy, your optimal mental, physical, and emotional energy, your digestive system. Because if you create a plan like that, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get the health results you want in terms of your body fat percentage, in terms of your weight loss, which obviously leads to overall self-confidence. And I know I've said this plenty of times, and I'm saying it again. Everyone's body is different. The magazine cover and the people in there can be extremely beautiful. They can have amazing skin or amazing abs. They've been touched up. Yeah, some people look like that naturally. Like, there are parts of my body or your body that you're like, oh, this is my natural look, whether I have good lighting or not. Cool, great. But you make your body the best that it's going to be by eating the things that is going to make it operate at the highest level. The last thing I'll say when it comes to food and energy, do you know that the food that you eat also gives you momentum to have a level head? Because if you're a person who stops at fast food every day home from work, because there are people who do it, and I'm not knocking you for it. How do you feel when you get home? Seriously, how do you feel? Now, I said every day. I'm not saying never do that because I'm not that guy. But how do you feel? If it's not working for you, go home, make a healthier meal, just one, and see how mentally, how it changes your mind mentally and how it gives you such an incredible just boost of energy in your mindset and your clarity. I mean, this can happen really, really quickly because sometimes the food that we eat is not to say that our mind isn't great already, but sometimes the food that we eat diminishes, like it really drops the quality of our performance. And so I want you to just kind of look at it for you, not for me, not for Instagram or before and after photo or whatever. Look at it for how, look at your food and what you're eating for how you can operate in the best way that you can. All right. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a crazy story next week because I am setting myself and my cast for the Let's Get Up program to rehearse 25 workouts between now and when we leave, which would be like 16 days. Now, some people might be like, that's crazy. Some people might be like, that's not crazy at all. And the reason why we're doing it, so you don't think I'm crazy, and it's not just to get a better body to lose weight. I'm in preseason right now, for those of you who love sports, and I have to push myself at a certain level right before I film so that when I am filming, I'll have a few days off to rejuvenate my body like athletes do. But when I get there, I want my stamina to be so high. So next week, I'm going to tell you how that's going, shooting double workouts a day and also developing, which means I'm moving, and how I've incorporated or enhanced my nutrition to push me to go to that next level, which will include portion control. Thank you guys so much, so much for listening to Trust and Believe. I appreciate it so much. If you want my fun course on just food, I did a course called Move for Food, and it's a Facebook group. It's fun, it's exciting, and it's, I don't get too crazy with it. You get tons and tons of recipes. Like I said, you get tons and tons of recipes. You get some courses where, and some worksheets that really helps take you on a journey of how it is that you're eating and how you feel and what your culture has been like from the time, your culture, meaning in your own home growing up, has been like from the time, you know, you were a kid, and how our parents can affect the way that we're eating now. Anyway, if you want to check out Move for Food, the link is in the show notes. Also, once every month on a Wednesday night, sometimes twice, we have what we call family dinner in my safe space community, and it combines with another community that I have, a Facebook community that I have. We do family dinner. So we are doing that once a month, sometimes twice a month, where on Monday we give you a recipe. It could be vegan. We always try to include vegan options. It could be any type of food. And then we get on the live and we discuss food and fitness and health and the, and sometimes I have guests on with those different types of eating plans and stuff like that. So if you want to join family dinner, just go. Link is in the show notes for the safe space. Anyway, I hope you all trust and believe in who you are. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Sean T. I'm about to go get a massage right now because recovery is important. Peace out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.